Because if we make it flat, the back leg is going to have to go through the bag. That's why I ask.
That's the only thing, is like the way our structure works, like the way it's rigid and stuff, kind of gets messed up. So
I think we could keep the
I think the V's fine, yeah.
Okay. The one thing we definitely have to do though is lower the thing.
We could do that.
I think we definitely should do that.
Because the brooms, it's the long brooms that we're talking about, they're not very high anyway.
Yeah.
So if
they're
going
like
to touch the ground, or like barely touch the ground, then it has to be like, what, 2 inches off the ground, maybe?
At most. I mean, we can probably almost get it down to like an inch off the ground, something like that.
I don't think we need it that.
But I don't think
something like 2 or 3 inches. 3 inches maybe. 3 inches off the ground would be good.
I think the lower the better, just because that means there'll be less leaves collected in front at the end.
Does that
and
mean we want our prototype to work on flat surfaces? Lower the better, only on flat.
Yeah, that's true. How are we gonna tackle flat surfaces then? Or not uneven surfaces, sorry.
Well, because the tines aren't going to be touching. It's going to be like a centimeter or two off the ground.
Yeah.
The brushes, like, it could conform to the surface.
Yeah, the brush will catch anything that's uneven.
So just have the brushes bent
a little bit bent. So.
Well, yeah, it's going to bend back because of the grass.
It's
going to
bend back naturally, but make it, like, pre-bent, though.
Oh.
What I'm saying. Like, so if it were flat, even ground, it would be bent back already a little bit. And then, like, if it's, like, a little bit of a hill or a mound or whatever.
I think it'll just bend back because it's going against the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm assuming it's soft bristle.
Yeah.
Like, because hard bristle is going to damage the grass, so we wouldn't want to use that anyway.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, even if it's straight down in the beginning, once it starts moving, it'll, like, curve back anyway. But hopefully it won't curve back too much.
Okay, so we need to get some brushes or brooms or whatever.
Yeah, we need to look into materials that we could use for that, too.
What do you mean, materials?
Well, you can get brooms with all kinds of different stuff.
I mean, different kinds of bristles,
like,
you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get, like, horsehair brooms.
Right.
Or fake horsehair.
Well, let's go with the cheap... Well, something that's stiff, but, you know, also flexible. There's out there.
So
I have a broom that's made out of basically just straw, kinda. I mean, it works great as a broom, but it definitely wouldn't work for this. So
okay.
Alright, so what are we asking tomorrow, Steph?
Frame.
What time is he available?
1:30 to 3.
1:30 to 3. So we're going straight after our classes?
Well, I have a little thing, so I'll be a little late, so I was saying 1:45. I'm 1:45, right?
We just go at 12 then.
How about
or
we
two.
Go?
At
yeah,
two.
How about
okay.
we go to North Simon?
Okay.
Get food.
Yeah.
And meet you there at 2 or something.
Okay.
Does that sound good? Do you have lunch break at any time during the day?
So what are we asking him?
Frame rigidity. Frame longevity.
Do you think shocks would be good?
Well, those are the things we would have to ask him about. We'll tell him. We should estimate how much weight there's going to be on the bolts.
Okay.
And probably ask him about shear of the bolts at the bottom where it's connected to the runners. And then the other thing is bending of the frame.
As it's pulling the net?
As the ropes are pulling the sides forward and the bag is pulling the center back.
Yeah. Yes.
So like, we'll go like this eventually sometime. Crunch or something.
Because, I mean, we're already like this. Like, just going like that, kind of.
Maybe.
So.
Because the bag is attached all around the
thing. The thing is, do we really
need to
ask him about all of those things?
Well,
like, we should be able to do that ourselves.
That stuff we should, but, like, if there's any uncertainty.
No, man, he can give us advice, like...
A good way to estimate it?
But yeah, like, a good way to estimate, or a better equation to use, or something.
Wait, we can't estimate that now? How heavy is our thing?
20, 30 pounds, maybe?
I guesstimated 20.
Okay, 20.
But...
That's something we should do, too. We should figure out how heavy our thing is.
But, like, if we have the weight, we have 3 points. Assuming each point has the same load on it, if it's a flat surface, then we could take the one in the back, which is a straight down force, and then the other two is like an angled force, and the angle that we kind of know. So we should be able to find the shear stresses out.
We should ask him if that is completely correct. I don't know. Because the bag isn't, you know, attached at the center. It's attached all around. The force is pulling the entire thing.
And the other thing we can ask him is if he would expect there to be any fatigue stresses on the bolt. Because if you think about it, it is going to be kind of bouncing along
across
the grass.